Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Y'all, what have we told people about bodies of water in Florida? What have we told them? Over, it's going to be a gator in there. I don't care if it's a puddle that's the size of a dime. There's a gator in it. A 34-year-old man was rushed to the hospital because he went for a swim in a Florida lake, and guess what? An alligator bit him in the face. Whoa. Bit him in the face. And Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue transported the man. They didn't identify him. They just said he had injuries, and he was taken to the Tampa hospital. But that's like, I'm telling you, this got to be careful, this stuff. How do you get bit in the face, though? Were you just like, do you not see it? Just not see it coming to you? I don't know how that happens. This, really. A man was stopped at Miami International Airport with snakes in his pants.
I mean, we've all joked.
I mean, we have. Is that a snake in your pants? Or you just know it is a snake, officer. It's an actual physical snake. They said that they detected a literal bag of snakes in this dude's pants. And they turned them over to Florida Fish and Wildlife. I mean, I get weird about putting certain things in my pockets, much less like having like a bag of snakes in my, they turn them over to Florida Fish and Wildlife. And earlier we had the story last week where a dude tried to get a machete through security. So yeah, you don't bring, and it was in a, they were in a sunglasses bag. I literally, oh, you can't see my arm, but I legit got chills from that. I just, all right, moving on. I don't like anything in bags and pants like that. Like, just no.
They're just future politicians.
A Florida man was accused of flinging hot coffee at a McDonald's drive-thru employee because he was overcharged by 1 cent.
What?
Eleazar Ravello was charged with felony battery and accused of slapping hot coffee. I had to like work this out, how this works in my head. Slapping hot coffee at an employee. So I guess he slapped it in somebody's hands. The shift manager said that Ravello was upset because he was overcharged by a penny. And he burnt, apparently scalded the employee's arm and chest. The 64-year-old was charged with felony battery. And and he was on surveillance.
64-year-old.
Goes into what you say all the time. Old people are not innocent.
That's not what I say. I say not all old people are innocent.
I know. I was saying that. A Florida man who was taking photos of property that he wants to buy was beaten to a bloody pulp by a guy with a broomstick, said police. St. Petersburg property. They don't give the identities, but they said that he was bludgeoned by this dude. I guess it was a property owner nearby. And of course that guy was taken in for assault. They didn't give the identities of the guys, but you do have to be careful with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just like, just, you know, just be mindful because other people are very, you know, they're mindful of property and it does look weird if you're out, you know, in the neighborhood and you're just randomly taking pictures of, you know, somebody's house. It does get weird. Let's see. Do you guys remember the boat photo of people dumping trash? They were illegal. They were juveniles engaged in illegal trash dumping. They turned themselves into the authorities on Friday. Florida Fish and Wildlife had launched this investigation because they got tons of complaints. It was a viral video, which they were dumping mounds of trash. I mean, I didn't even know there was that much trash on the boat, but there was, apparently. And it was a lot of, like, red Solo cups. It was a Boca Bash. They were at Boca Bash, and they filmed this boat dumping two trash cans full of garbage in the ocean. And they got in trouble, and they turned themselves in. So at least they turned themselves in. But still, like, you can't do this. And a Florida man is suing over an e-game. We're going to have this tomorrow because this guy, it's an e-sports immigration video game fight. Stick with us. We got, so the Sub 2K with Kel-Tec, I don't know if you've, I mean, you should have, you know, checked this out. You should have checked it out at some point. But the Sub 2K from Kel-Tec is an awesome 9mm carbine. I have the previous iteration of this, but the new one, the Gen 3, is shipping now. And it has a lot of upgrades on it. First and foremost, you don't have to detach your favorite optics on it anymore, just to fold it in half. Previously, you did. You would have to take your optics off and store them and all that. Because you don't have to do that now. It's just this simple twist and fold, the rotating patent-pending fore-end. You can just twist it, turn it, and it immediately folds everything, optics and all, right in half. And it also just as quickly and easily deploys it, too. Which is really nice. It's just great. Like if you're going hiking, you're going out and you want to, you know, space is a priority. The 9mm carbine sub-2K Gen 3 is perfect for that. Also takes Glock mags. Glock 19s fit flush. The mags for Glock 19, I have Glock 19, fits flush. Also, they have redesigned mechanics for that trigger as well. Lightened 5-pound pull. That translates to improved accuracy. The action's updated. It's easier to rack. The internal buffer means softer recoil. This is just a great carbine. I really like the sub-2K. I think you got to have one in your personal collection. I would recommend the Gen 3 because I'm lazy and I don't want to take my optics off. Just be honest about it. It's Kel-Tec, made in Florida, family-owned values, family-made at their best. You got to check it out online yourself. KeltecWeapons.com, the sub-2K Gen 3, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Person, let's talk first. We want to talk about a lot of sure. the topics that you address in the book, but yeah. the book is called No Going Back, but it sounds like the publisher, Center Street, is going back on a couple of the details in the book.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Specifically, when you write in the book, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me. That, as I understand, is now being removed from the book at your request.
Yes. When correct? I became aware of that, we changed the content and the future editions will be adjusted. And, you know, I appreciate that. I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I should not have put that anecdote in the book. And at my request, they have
that
removed
specific
it.
How, meeting didn't happen?
How, I'm saying that I'm not talking about that meeting. I'm not talking about my meetings with world leaders.
But you
there's
do
some
talk
that
about
are in
meetings
the book.
With world leaders.
There's some that are in the book, and then there's some that's not in the book. Many
but why
of them
are there two specific mentions of meeting Kim Jong-un and talking about him and a specific memory? I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. Did you tell your ghostwriter to
you
write
know,
that?
I've specifically have worked on policy for over 30 years. And over that time, I have traveled around the world and I have met with leaders around the world. And that anecdote, I've asked them to change the content and it will be removed.
It's a simple question. Did you or did you not?
That's the answer that I have for you is that it will be adjusted. And as soon as I became aware of it, that content.
I am dying to death because that is so hard to watch. Oh my gosh. That was Governor Kristi Noem. We told you this last week that in her book, what is it called? The Gravel Pit, My Career, How I Killed It in the Gravel Pit. That she wrote in her book, she included in her book. Now, after she writes about, she tries to have this like weird flex where she writes about shooting her puppy. Then she says that she stared down Kim Jong-un and her own staff was like, yeah, that didn't happen. And that got out into the press. And so then she goes on CBS. You didn't. That's like as much as you're prepared. Girl, you're crumbling under pressure. And it's pressure that you created because you lied in your book. Why would you do this? This is such a disaster. Who is her public? Center Street? Do they hate her? Do they hate her? Because that's what you do to somebody if you hate them. You put a bunch of, you celebrate, you encourage them to put all this nonsense in their book. And then you go, yeah, go out and do, let's excerpt this part. And go out and do all the press on it to hype your book. And then you send her out there and she's just mauled on, she's just mauled on the Sunday morning show with like some D-list anchor. I don't even know who that lady is. Oh my gosh. And it took and there were all three sitting there and they were just like, yeah, we're watching your career die. Yeah, we're watching your VP hopes and dreams just crash and burn into the gravel pit that you created right after cricket. That's where your career went. Oh my gosh. That's so uncomfortable to watch. Oh, but it got worse. And by the way, what she's mad that everyone's talking about these anecdotes that she says in the book, but she's the one who put them in the book. She put them in the book because she wanted everyone to talk about them. But she only wanted people to talk about them in a way that she wanted them to talk about them. She wanted everybody to be like, oh my gosh, you're so tough, Governor Noem. Girl power. You're so tough. You're so hardcore. Flex harder, queen. She wanted that. She wanted that response. And she didn't get that response. So now she's mad about it. And now it's everyone else that's talking about it and hyping it up. Kane's just dying. But it is, you know, it's true. Now she doesn't like the way everybody's reacting to it. So now everybody has a problem and they're all picking on her and she's such a victim. Oh my gosh, me too. And then it got worse because there's more. Oh yes, it did. There's more of this. This is, oh yeah, audio sub 818.
You talk multiple times about it. In fact, at the end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try to look tough? Do you still
She's
think
like
that you
looking
have a
identical
shot
to Kim Guilfoyle at this point?
VP.
Well, number one, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog and
what
to do with
it? Well, he's not living at the White House.
That's the question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
That's what the president should be accountable to, is what is the number? And I would say about Republicans criticizing me, these are the same Republicans that criticized me during COVID.
You mean when you try to lock your state down, but your state legislature stopped you? Those Republicans are when you wouldn't sign the bill to protect women at women's sports. You mean those Republicans that were criticizing you? Look, I'm not trying to be ignorant, but have you seen Kristi Noem 6 years ago compared to the Kristi Noem now with like the longer? I don't know if they're extensions. Her face is different. Everything's different. I'm just saying she's trying way too damn hard and it's cringe. Stop it. I get it. Either she's trying to be a real housewife of, you know, D.C., or she thought that that was going to be her glow up and that was all part of her makeover to go and get into the vice president's office. But what she failed to do in her effort to have this glow up is she failed to have a glow up to her actual voting record. She was a moderate when she was in the House. Go and look at her. There are a ton of other Republican lawmakers when they served in the House of Representatives that had a way more conservative record than she did. And she's a moderate governor that's trying to retcon history and gaslight everybody into thinking that she's actually conservative. And she's not. She almost shut her state down had it not been for the Republican state legislature that stopped her and overrid her. She would not protect women in women's sports from men cosplaying as women who wanted to compete with women. In fact, she wouldn't sign it. She vetoed it. And then they came back with a different bill. So this, I mean, she flexes on all the wrong stuff. She's flexing on her puppy and then she doubles down on it later in the book, acting like she would have done the same thing to Commander that she did to Cricket. So that right there is your evidence that she actually thought that that was a smart idea to include something like that in the book. But she's flexing on the stupidest stuff. And maybe she's flexing on the stupidest stuff because she doesn't have anything else to flex on. She can't act like she's Ron DeSantis. She can't act like she's even Brian Kemp because she doesn't have that conservative of a record. She is a moderate at best who's playing on the ignorance and the unfamiliarity that American voters at large have with what she has done previously. And she's trying to make herself look like Sarah Palin 2.0, except Palin actually had kind of a conservative record, whereas Noem doesn't. And Palin didn't do all that stuff to herself, whereas Noem did. I'm not trying to be ignorant, but at some point you got to stop going to the doctor's office. You know what I mean? Stop. Just lay off it. I mean, when everybody starts looking indistinguishable and they start looking like the same inflated Real Housewife of whatever zip code, then it's a little too much. And I just think it makes Republicans look bad, especially when you're trying so hard for higher office. No one else will say it, so I will say it for you because I know you're all thinking it. I mean, I'm glad at least I don't know. You do you, but at the same time, be able to move your face. No one, see, guys can't say that. I'm the only person in commentary that can say it because I'm a chick. So, you know what, though? I would not be. I'm still nowhere near as indestructible as Tim Scott would be if he ends up being the VP pick. So you think he's going to be a VP pick, Kane? Tim Scott.
Well, Steve was talking about that on the break, and I agreed because think about it. The VP is the president of the Senate. Mm-hmm. He is a former senator. He checks at least a couple of boxes. Conservatively, is not in Florida, number one. And I think that, you know, of all the people in, I guess in the running, there's a couple of governors that look pretty good. Mm. But I don't know. It seems like Tim Scott could
there's
be
rumors that he's
at the
gay.
Top of that list. Yeah.
I mean, I don't. To me, if you're a conservative, I mean, if you vote the way I want you to vote, I don't care if you have two heads. But if you're like, I'll abolish the IRS and also protect your Second Amendment rights by getting rid of the ATF and, you know, protect life and liberty, et cetera. Okay. That you have three heads. Okay, great. I don't care. You have two arms and three heads. Wonderful. I don't even care. I don't care. I just come out and just, you know, I'm not saying he is, but I hear rumors from the same people that like rumor over the craziest stuff. But my point of bringing that up is how he would be like a boss in a video game. You can't defeat him. He would be like an undefeatable boss because right. He would check so many things. He would be black if he would. Republican kind of cancels that out, right? Isn't that what Democrats say?
Yeah, because it doesn't matter what you are if you're Republican.
What do they call Byron Donalds? Like you had white progressives.
Oh, they call him Uncle Tom.
Tom.
They call him all kinds of racist things. The left can be racist.
But if you're black and gay, does that two of those neutralize the one? How does that work?
I'm sorry.
In the political identity
being
death
Republican,
match. If you're a gay black Republican, does it cancel out what the progressives say is like race traitoring or whatever?
Sure wish it did, Dana. But being a Republican, unfortunately, cancels out every other identity that you have.
Who is there an expert on this? Like DEI stupid stuff?
I'm just going by, yeah.
Like what is the math on that?
But yeah.
Isn't it like fantasy football or whatever y'all do?
What?
Do you do fantasy football? Steve does it, don't you?
Yeah, I've done it before, but what is
yes.
Yeah, okay. So I would just think like two of the boxes would cancel out that one criticism, right?
Yes,
that
in the logical, works? Non-political world, you're absolutely right.
I don't know where fantasy football comes into this.
But we're not living in that life. Yeah, we're not
Well, I'm
living.
Just thinking like your fantasy football brackets. Like, you know how you have... I'm in my head. It makes sense. I'm looking at it visually, like all the political identity stuff, like this political identity battles this one. And then who wins out of, you know,
for fantasy football totally works.
Like, obviously, if you're a woman, that's considered an identity politic that's valuable if you're a Democrat.
So it's like how Debo Samuel is also a receiver and a running back. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I see.
Sure.
So depending on, which side of the ball he's on.
Flex position. You can use it both. They get points for both.
Yeah, sure. Like that. Yeah, like two powers.
So
I love how
like
he just got that. He's
bat?
Like, oh, that's like, you know, say something smart about football.
So it's like whack bat?
Yeah, kind of like, not really. It's more understandable. Actually, no, you're right. Whack bat's super understandable compared to how the left deals with identity politics. What I'm saying is like, if you're a woman, Democrat, you're a woman, then that, according to the left, that's an identity political win, like an ID, a political ID, right? But if you're a trans, wait. A dude who pretends to be a woman. Trans man? Or is that a trans woman? I don't even know.
It's trans woman if you're pretending to be a
so
woman.
So if you're a fake woman, and you're so a man pretending to be a woman cancels out. It's like rock, paper, scissors, right? So the trans... the dude who's pretending to be a chick will cancel out the woman, right? So she's scissors and he's rock.
Oh, good God almighty. This is not going great.
But I'm just trying to like illustrate a point here.
Yes.
So if you are black and gay and you're a Republican.
You would think you'd have all the protection in the world.
What? Is there a new element in the rock, paper, scissors identity politics game? What? I just feel like that makes you indefeatable. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like a Voltron of political identities. Yeah. Like you're a dead burnt lesbian or you're a one-armed you're a Republican, one-armed, black, gay, trans, right?
Pirate. Yeah, I get it.
Who's two-spirited. That's a lot. Mm. I mean, you fashion all that up, and you're like a whole boss.
Yeah, and you can't even criticize them for anything, or else you're just going to be a bigot on all those identities.
It's like a chimera of different political WTFs. That's what it is. So it's like the more you have, I would think that would beat it. I'm just saying, like, yeah, well, you think our black Republican is a race traitor? Well, he's also gay, you bigot. I mean, just, you know. And then the left is like, oh,
but
how does that work?
He proposed to his girlfriend in January.
I'm just, by the way, I'm assuming this strictly for, you know, like strategy with identity politics.
And I'm right along with you. I just think that the way the climate is and the way it's been for a while is that if any one of your labels is Republican, That is the only one you're allowed to have. You cannot have any other identity under that. If you're Republican, you're just automatically evil and bad. And even if you're gay, one-armed pirate with a limp.
Dead burnt lesbian.
That, too, it won't matter because you're Republican.
Gosh. Okay, so that's not fair. You can't have... No, it's not fair. You can't you can be not Republican. If you're a Republican, it cancels out all your other identity politics. The left doesn't get to make up their own rules.
True.
I call shenanigans. How is it possible that America could run short of amoxicillin? Amoxicillin is like the Swiss Army knife of antibiotics because it treats so many different types of infections. Doctors prescribe it for ear, nose, throat infections. It treats lower respiratory infections, sinusitis, which I've had before, skin infections, UTIs. So again, how could America run short on it? Antibiotics come from China and India. And if you or a family member get sick and there's no amoxicillin, now what? So that's why I have a medical emergency kit from the wellness company. I've used it for strep before. It comes with amoxicillin and it's in your kit now when you need it. So this is not a first aid kit. It's like an urgent care in your house with essential prescriptions. And it comes with those essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. It's doctor prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus you have a doctor's guide so you know exactly when and how to use each prescription. You've got your medications, no waiting to see the doctor, no lines at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. So order yours online in minutes and they'll rush it to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, monkeypox keeps going up. They keep having... Why, I can't even get the sentence out, and Juan's already over there, like, giggling. He's already. Monkeypox cases have spiked in New York City. They say now that they're averaging dozens of cases a month. Dozens of cases a month. Now, you're not supposed to call it monkeypox. You're supposed to call it that Hanson song. Mpox, bip-a-dop-a. Anyway, monkeypox, which is, it's an STD. It's an STD that is predominantly in a dudes plus dudes type of scenario, if you get my drift. And they said that they've been averaging since October 36 cases a month, which is a spike that it went from 2 to 20 cases per month, and then now it's at 36 cases per month because people won't stop being skanks. So stop being skanks. That's just, there's your the more you know. This vehicle apparently crashed into a White House gate, killing the driver. Secret Service says no threat. I mean, unless, you know, they were outside there by the gate. That's kind of still scary. It was a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed. It crashed right into the White House complex late Saturday, killing the driver, according to U.S. Secret Service. They said it was a barricade just before 10:30 p.m. That's where the car crashed. They said security protocols were implemented. Officers cleared the vehicle. They rendered aid. And they said that was pretty much the end of it. But it's still being investigated only as a traffic crash. Oh, my gosh. I ignored this headline for the longest time, this furry convention. Do I really want to do this? It is the sixth largest furry con in history. And it was apparently in Seattle. And apparently the event went off the rails when someone loosened a bolt on one of the toilets and it flooded. And then in addition to that, apparently there was drink and drugs and complete. And it was bad. It was bad. It was people dressed up as animal costumes and they... It was just horrible. Everything, every bit of debauchery you can think of, it happened. It happened there. So now I don't think the hotel wants to host FurryCon anymore. Yeah, I don't think so either. This Sadiq Khan was reelected mayor of London in the latest win for the Labour Party. He was reelected. Yeah, I know. I was looking at the vote breakdown of this. The two-term, they say he's center-left. He's a straight-up socialist. He's a British-hating socialist. He's the first three-time winner by a clearer margin than some of his supporters had ever predicted. Labour Party, which is the Socialist Party, essentially. That's what it is. They call it Labour, but they're socialist. He was first elected. He was from the main opposition Labour Party. He was initially elected to the post in 2016. Now he's won three consecutive terms. So that's the latest. And then now they've been using there's people who got hangovers. They've been doing vitamins and mineral drips for them. It's the IV drip. This has been going along in popularity for the past 10 years. So this isn't anything new.
Not my thing. So I'm going to keep this short like Gronk's bus. Actually, let me get into this real quick. It pisses me off. I flew all the way out here, and you guys give me 60 seconds? My name is Dana. Is that not trans enough for you liberal f***?
As Dana White at the roast, the Tom Brady roast, which all those roasts seem awkward. They do, right? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this third hour. That was Dana White, UFC. They gave him 60 seconds. You're going to bring out Dana White and only have him talk for 60 seconds? It's kind of lame. I don't understand the point of modern day roasts. Like back in the day, I mean, I wasn't alive, but I watched like rebroadcasts of it. So, but they had like the Rat Pack, right?
Yeah, the Dean Martin roast.
Yeah. They do the Dean Martin roast. And you know why it was so funny? Because all those dudes were friends. All those dudes knew each other. And they were funny. And they were friends. And I mean, I watched, there's a couple of them I watched. And they roasted their other friends. And they were all out there just dying. Like, my favorite was watching Sammy Davis Jr. fall out every time. That man was crying. Dean Martin, who I don't think, I read, didn't really drink it. He just kind of acted like he was sloshed.
Oh, dude. He was sloshed.
No, I read that it was kind of like a thing.
You may have read that.
Who was the guy, who was the comedian who his whole shtick was he was totally drunk and barely, like, could barely talk? He went up, I can't remember, it was a roast of somebody, it was, cannot think of the comic's name. But he went up and was, like, doing a bit about the dude's wife and how he was kind of having an affair with the guy's wife.
Oh,
it was just so funny.
Jeff Ross?
No, this is older than Jeff Ross. This is Rat Pack stuff.
Oh, Rat Pack stuff.
Yeah. I like the old ones because these are lame. These are so stupid. They're a bunch of people that get up and they don't know each other. They don't hang out with each other. Do you honestly believe that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian and Jeff Ross all hang out? No, they don't. And Dana White, they all just hang out. They're all buddies.
My favorite part of the Dean Martin roasts was that Don Rickles got to really
Don Rickles, that was the one. I watched the roast
really
of Don Rickles.
His legs.
And it was this dude who got up, this old dude. He had white hair. And like white hair. Like Santa, fake Santa beard white. Like it was tufted. It was so white. It ceased being hair. It was just like poof. And he gets up and he's like, it was a whole thing. It was like a whole put on. But he was so funny. They were hysterical. And that's why they all knew each other and they all had that camaraderie. You don't have that with this. It's just very clinical. And they're like, okay, you're the comedian, so you host and you're the pop culture, whatever, person in pop culture and you're the athlete and you're, it's just, it seems cold and impersonal, doesn't it? I don't like them. I never watch those. They're all lame. They're all so lame.
And it's only the shock value is the only thing that's actually increased.
Right.
It hasn't been like
they don't even write their own stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think Kim Kardashian wrote her own jokes? No, you don't. Jeff Ross probably also had a ghostwriter. I don't even know. And you can tell that they don't like it. You can tell that they don't hang out because there was at one point when Tom Brady got up, he made a joke. Jeff Ross made a joke about Kraft, and Tom Brady got mad about it, like in the middle of it, and went up and stage whispered right by the mic, like knock that blank off.
Don't do that again.
Don't do it again. Don't say that blank again. And went and said, they don't even know each other well enough. So it's just impersonal and it's weird. And it just seems, who would watch that?
It's like a humiliation like thing for some of these people. Like they almost like a ritual. It's weird.
Who was that even all at this roast? I don't even know. I had no interest in watching it at all whatsoever. Tom Brady didn't even look like he liked being there. Jeff Ross, I don't even think liked being there. They had like a couple people. What, Bill Belichick was there. And then, I don't know.
Kevin Hart was there.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's funny, but do I actually think that he hangs out with Tom Brady? No. Kevin Hart is, I think, one of the funniest comedians right now. He is hysterical. But do I actually think they hang out with Tom Brady? No, they don't hang out. This is so stupid. This is what I hate. It's like, let's just go ahead, central casting. Let's go ahead and pick celebrities to roast Tom Brady. So Kevin Hart hosted it, though. And who else? Yeah, Jeff Ross. I don't even know who all these people are.
There's some other guy that I've never seen before.
You had Rob Gronkowski who was there. Okay, I get it. But that's it. Like, there's only, like, a few of them that hang out. And that's, you know, it's dumb. Nobody watches that. Nobody's going to watch that. Those are more people that are going to watch Skibidi Toilet, like we were just talking about on break, than watch this. Like two people out in our audience knew who that was.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.